from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting with the latest on the Liberian presidential election. An emotional George Weah waved to cheering supporters in Monrovia Thursday. The former soccer star has been declared the winner of Liberia's presidential election. The country's electoral commission said Thursday that Weah won 61.5% of the total vote and won 14 out of Liberia's 15 counties. Weah ran against current Vice President Joseph Boakai. The election commission said voter turnout was 56%. A string of suicide bombings killed 41 and injured 84 others on Thursday at a cultural center in the Afghan capital of Kabul, authorities said. The targeted building houses a Shiite Muslim cultural center with ties to Iran. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. Ali Raza Ahmadi is one of the victims of the bombing. He described what he experienced in the moment. I heard the first blast at around 10:10 or 10:15. Doors were blown off while glasses were shattered. We ran to the rooftop and saw there was a fire below. I immediately ran downstairs and found the fire was in the basement. I found a boy aged 14 or 15 injured in the leg. I helped him out to the street. According to reports from the Afghan Ministry of Public Health and Reuters, four women, two children, and one journalist are among those killed in the blast. And we have much more on this story out of Afghanistan on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States announced Thursday that full visa services for Turkish citizens wishing to travel to the U.S. will resume and said it received assurances Ankara would inform Washington before moving to detain or arrest any embassy employees. Turkey welcomed the decision on visas but said that it had not provided the U.S. any such assurances. Pakistan has warned the United States against undertaking any unilateral military action on its soil. An official also rejected as baseless accusations of inaction against the Haqqani network plotting deadly attacks in neighboring Afghanistan. A chief military spokesman said Thursday that Pakistani forces have undertaken indiscriminate operations against terrorists, including Haqqanis. U.S. officials have long accused Islamabad of turning a blind eye or covertly helping the Afghan Taliban and Haqqanis to stage cross-border attacks against Afghan and U.S.-led forces. Hundreds of Iranians took to the streets of Mashhad, the country's second-largest city, to protest rising prices and condemn the government on Thursday. Police arrested several people. Video online shows officers dispersing the crowds with water cannons and tear gas. Protesters chanted against President Hassan Rouhani and condemned Tehran's involvement in Syria's civil war. The number of jobless in Iran grew to 3.2 million out of a population of 80 million, an increase of 1.4% last year. The prices of several staples, including eggs, have risen by up to 40% in recent days. Crowds marched through Lima on Thursday in protest against the pardon granted to former President Alberto Fujimori. Fujimori led the country between 1990 and 2000 and was later found guilty for the killings of 25 people in a campaign against the leftist Shining Path group. On Christmas Eve, current President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski announced he was granting Fujimori a pardon. Ukraine and pro-Russian separatist rebels have conducted the biggest prisoner swap since a war broke out in 2014. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and clergy greeting captives released by pro-Russian rebels. Under the terms of a two-year-old ceasefire deal, 74 Ukrainian prisoners of war were to be exchanged with 306 pro-Russian separatists held by Kiev. Poroshenko said all 74 are now home. About 100 more Ukrainians remain in rebel hands.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. More prisoner exchanges are expected in the new year. I'm Liz Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.